Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hi, Jackie Cation here. You're about to listen to The Dork Forest. You know the websites, dorkforest.com, thedorkforest.com. JackieCation.com has the links to everything. Merch, the new album, my other podcast, videos of me doing stand-up. Dorkforest.com has all the notes and the video that you can watch of this show. Traditionally, I tell you to donate to The Dork Forest, but it is November and December. I ask that you donate to a local food bank because you should. You should do it all year, but what the heck? If you are donating to the Dork Forest using the PayPal link that gives every month, you can turn it off and turn it back on. You can do a matching to your food bank and donate to me as well. But all the money that I get from the donations from November and December, I'll give to my local food bank. And so I will get all of that sweet, sweet karma. Other than that, you can buy merch. You can, for Christmas, there's new t-shirts and stuff. But whatever it is, The Dork Forest, super fun, always available. I'm sure there's things I'm forgetting to say, probably Bandcamp, but let's get into the show.
Hey, it's Jackie Cation. I am in my garage. It is a Dork Forest, like no other Dork Forest, because it is December, so it's kind of fun to talk about Christmas stuff. And with me is Amy Marshak, who essentially is the North Pole's Poet Laureate. If you actually go to North Pole Poet, at North Pole Poet, it'll be in the notes, but it's northpolepoet.com, at that, all of it. You will get more North Pole Christmassy awesomeness than I assume any of us could ever want in the middle of July and yet still want it. And of course, at Improv Poet too. So welcome to the program, Amy Marshak.
Oh, thanks. It's great to be here. It's really busy up here at the North Pole, so I'm really glad we had some time to chat.
Yes, let's do it. Let's talk about it. So it's going to be Christmas, and you do the weird thing, you do poetry about Christmas.
Right. It's poetry about Christmas and also about people. So let's say somebody loves trains, like a little boy likes trains. So I'll put something about the trains in there and a shout out from Santa, because Santa wanted more poetry. There just wasn't enough people doing their own poetry. So that's why I got tasked with this.
Excellent. Excellent. And so do you like poetry? Did you like just poetry in general? And then you were like, let us go to Christmas and let us be Christmas poets. What's your current favorite Christmas poet of yourself? Do you have a favorite?
I like what everyone really likes. I mean, I'm a huge fan of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm also a huge fan of just happiness. Like if it has joy, even if it doesn't talk about Christmas, for me, it's about Christmas.
Oh,
like,
fair
joy
enough.
Of simple moments. Like I've been realizing lately that country music is beautiful poetry, and I've been thinking about that lately.
It's true, and I will say that music in general, like the lyrics, I famously know little or nothing about music, but I will sometimes be listening to some music, a pop song or something, and the lyrics will jump out, and I'll be like, well, first of all, that's a hilarious joke. Sometimes it's just a hilarious joke. Sometimes it's a beautiful sentiment. And sometimes it's just a really fun sort of rhyming, you know? And so like with your Christmas poetry, do you mostly rhyme?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
So it mostly has rhyme and it has some meter and beat to it.
Yeah.
But the elves taught me how to really get it made up on the spot. So before I did improv poetry, I did improv and I did poetry. And the elves said, this is how you put it together. And so I just started practicing that. And it's just fun, especially when you really land a rhyme that really works. You're like, oh, wow. Yeah, that's cool. And
in
everyone feels it too. Exactly.
So when you were just doing regular improv, were you taking classes or were you performing with a group?
I was doing both. I've taken classes, I've taught classes, and then as I traveled down to the South, we call the South anything south of the North Pole, so basically everywhere, I guest performed with different troops as well. I'd just randomly be traveling there and say, hey, can I guest perform? And they'd be like, hey, sure. Hey, no way.
Absolutely no one more supportive than an improv troupe. I've yet to meet a bunch of people who are just like, oh my God, great. And whatever it is, you know, I have actually been to North Pole, Alaska. So
okay,
yeah. And it was delightful. And there is a senior center there that when letters come from the United States to the North Pole, the senior center answers a lot of those letters. So kind of exciting, very sweet. And you know, everyone's got to help. Everybody can't pitch in.
Exactly, because the elves are kind of sometimes overtasked with the letters.
Sure.
Did you hear of this? A beautiful story. People moved into this apartment on 22nd Street, mm-hmm. and they kept getting letters to Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And at first they thought it was a joke, and they went to talk to the post office. They're like, this is a joke. It was in New York City. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't figure it out. And they wound up actually getting tons of people to answer the letters.
That all nice.
People randomly.
Yeah.
So we get all these helpers down south.
Yeah, it's just nice. So what I meant though is, what is some of your favorite, like what are your favorite rhymes that you like to do in Christmas poetry? I mean, are there like your, I mean, obviously toy and joy, they rhyme, it turns
beautiful.
Out.
You got it's, it.
right. It's there could be work for me. And so, exactly. But it's so, what like what are your favorite parts about Christmas, I guess is maybe let's go there.
Well, my favorite parts about Christmas is, I kind of want to answer your other question. Can I answer the other question?
Sure.
First?
Oh my so gosh,
it's,
please.
It's all improv. So I try not to have standard rhymes.
Okay.
For Christmas. So it the better it is if it's more in the moment. So I don't have any like you said Toy and Joe, like that's great. I don't even know if I've done that, but it's just, I like to do that, but it's just, I like it to be in the moment. But my favorite parts about Christmas is the happiness. Like people, just most people overall become their best selves. And then we get so excited to get ready for the Christmas that some people say, oh, making toys, that's not fun, but it is so much fun because every toy that's made, we see the joy in it. So mm-hmm. it's all about the joy and when people become their best selves. And I think Christmas reminds people to become their best selves. Like, what is your inner Santa? How could you be spread jolliness and be the best inner Santa or inner elf or inner Santa's poet? Like, how do you take the North Pole to you?
Oh, right. Fair enough. Do you have favorite movies or songs regarding the Christmas season? Like, I usually start with Holiday Inn at Thanksgiving. and then I watch all of the Charlie Browns, right? Starting in actually at Halloween and then Thanksgiving and then Christmas. But starting at Thanksgiving, I start watching Christmas movies. And it lasts until January 6th, which is when Armenian Christmas is. So it's always, and it's nice to have an extra week. So is there anything that you like to do to, you know, as sort of ritualistic, like when do you start listening to music? What songs do you like and what movies do you like?
I like a ton of them. I like different ones and new ones. Like I really, of course, I like Elf. Who doesn't? And I love how
I don't
Buddy
know
is.
That one, actually. Is that the Will Ferrell one, maybe?
Yeah.
I've not seen that.
Oh, you got to see it. It's really, really sweet.
Oh, okay.
And I saw this one movie. It was very funny. It was somebody who didn't like It's a Wonderful Life. It's a film short.
Okay.
And it's not the best film short I've ever seen, but it's hilarious because this guy's super upset and not in a good mood. And every channel he turns on, it was in the olden days when you didn't have internet. You could just turn on a channel. Every channel was a different part
of It's a
Wonderful Life. And my favorite Christmas rituals, I think, are just seeing people going out, seeing the Christmas decorations. Like I love seeing Christmas decorations. When I was little, I loved all the animatrons.
Okay.
I love that.
Those were kind of expensive. Those like the moving Santas and the sleighs and stuff, and the like we would do lights and then we would have a tree, but now I kind of like, even though they're loud, I like the blow up things. Have you ever seen any of the
Oh,
blow-up things?
absolutely. I have a blow-up mailbox with a little penguin on top of it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I
Oh, that's
do.
awesome. That's
I
so
really like
cool.
it, except for the I gotta get the elves to fix it because one of the lights went out and I cannot figure out how to do it. But it's just really sweet. I like the blow-up things. So
Yeah,
a lot.
so yeah, the mailbox with and it's got lights on it, or is it just lit from within?
It's got lights in it.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I also have this a huge snowman with lights in
Okay.
it and a
Yep.
bunch of penguins. I love penguins with
Yeah.
lights in it.
Yep.
And I love going to see people lighting stuff. Like I
Okay.
not fire, but lights. And
Yeah.
yeah, I love to see the different decorations people do. I love those 3D glasses.
Yeah.
So do you know what I'm talking about? They have glasses and you look through them and you look at the lights and it'll make the lights look like a reindeer or like an elf or a snowman or
No, what
I
is
should have.
that?
It's so
That's
cool.
what that
Yes.
sounds amazing. They're actual,
Really.
like you they're like 3D glasses, and do you have to look at a specific kind of lights, or
No,
do they
anytime.
turn?
You can even do it with the moon. Like any type of light, not the sun, because that's a
Yeah,
bad idea. But
right. That please don't stare into the sun,
don't do
Rangers.
that.
Okay, yes.
Any lights at all. But the cool thing is when it's like Christmas lights, and I think and there's a gingerbread man, they make different ones each year.
Yeah.
And then if you look at the Christmas lights, then there's hundreds of Santa and hundreds of that. Every single light you see,
They bend them into an image that is like a reindeer or a Santa or a
Christmas
snowman or
ornaments,
a
yeah.
Christmas.
They have tons of them.
Oh, I need to be the proud owner of at least three of those pairs of lights.
Exactly. And so
Yeah,
that's what I like to
I
do.
kind of want to just end the podcast and look away. Anyway,
I'll see if I can
so
get you some. I'll talk to some of the elves up here because I love making them.
you look into it. But yeah, so the okay, wow, that is amazing. And then what about yeah, so I mean, but I like I love It's a Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life. It's flawed. Everybody's like, why doesn't that guy just move? He doesn't have to do for his dad and his brother and his, and you're like, no, I know, but that's why it's a movie.
Right.
And it's true, people make those decisions in lives, but if you make those decisions in your life, you do help the people in front of you, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like he could have built like great bridges and skyscrapers and stuff, but he, it mattered to that starfish. Are you kidding me? And
Great, 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 great analogy. Yes, exactly. Why are you throwing a starfish? It matters to that one. Yeah, exactly. And I think that's bringing it back to Christmas. That's what the Christmas spirit is all about. If you do one thing, like when you're down south, and I have this habit when I am driving down south, not the sleigh, but just they get let me drive a car, surprise. And if people start honking, I'll just wave at them and smile. And I've had people actually scream things we don't scream in the North Pole. And after doing that a few times, they just said hi because it's breaking people's patterns. And a lot of times when people aren't in the Christmas spirit, it's because they're assuming the worst. They're assuming that person is driving 45 in a 65 because they're a terrible person. And that's probably not
Or
true.
it's like, or you assume that people are on their phones, or you assume that they're distracted driving, and you're like, well, that's actually not safe. Why aren't you doing that? When
Right.
they're really, that's their way of driving. And quite honestly, one of my favorite things about Los Angeles is that everyone drives how they drive, right? So if you put your signal on, they will let you in. If you do it quickly. If you do not do it quickly and merge quickly, they're like, okay, you actually want to stay in that lane. I'm going to keep going. And so it has actually been, it's grown on me as far as like sort of the most normal way of driving is to go, well, if you have, oh, so you want in. Yeah, get in. Yeah, you're doing it. We're all doing it. We're all on the road. It's a zipper. Just get in there. And
Exactly.
yeah, so it's, yeah. But I think that you're right. Like that's one of the things I do because people are kind of their best selves around Christmas where they're just like, okay, we have to remember that, it just, it cheers me up. It cheers me up to see the lights. It cheers me up to hear the music. And some people hate Christmas music and they find it maddening. Our ice cream driver all year long plays Christmas music.
It's perfect because ice cream is kind of like compact sugar snow with milk on it. So exactly. It's friggin' Christmas. So he totally has it. And yeah. He got it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. She's on fire. She does Christmas music and, weirdly enough, the soundtrack to The Godfather. That doesn't make any sense, but there it is. Sometimes you'll be like, is that The Godfather? I take it the ice cream lady's here. All right. And
that's hilarious. Because that's like not necessarily a little kid song. Like,
no, not at all. You're just like,
Godfather, watch out.
Right. And she, I believe, is Latin. I believe she is Latina of ancestry. So it is not like she is Italian of ancestry and has decided to go with the song of her people from the early 70s. But she has definitely. Yeah. So there's songs that I listen to all year long. One is from MAME. We Need a Little Christmas Right Now. Because so whenever it's on the, it's in my, my rotation. And so whenever it comes up, it always goes, yeah, I could use a little Christmas right now. It's much more cheerful. It can shake me out of a bad mood or anything. So.
Yeah. Deck the Hall. I like classics, Deck the Halls.
But do you like specific versions? Like, cause, Annie Lennox sings God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen and did an amazing job. That's one of my favorite versions of that. But I mean, there's a million versions of all of the songs, and I kind of like different arrangements.
What cracks me up, and I've been meaning to do, is make some figgy pudding. Because when you think about that part of the song, you're like, it's very not Christmassy. it's like joyful, and then bring us a figgy pudding. It's like,
you're like, chop, chop on the figgy pudding over here.
it's not with the spirit of the rest of the song. But I have to admit, they do make figgy pudding every year. And every year I'm just so busy doing poetry, I miss the figgy pudding. So I thought about maybe making some figgy pudding.
I don't mind figs. Figs are okay. We got a fig tree in our yard. And my husband really enjoys figs. But I'm like, I get it. All right.
I've always wanted a fig tree in my backyard. The cool thing a lot of people don't know about the North Pole is we have 10 acres mm-hmm. that actually aren't at all cold, and we can grow figs and all that stuff, but it's not in our own backyard.
Right.
And
right.
I've always wanted a fig tree, and maybe I need to talk to Santa and see if we can get some magic going. Cause I just love fresh figs. Like, I've been down south to LA and there are so many fig trees, and it was just awesome. So
yeah. Yeah, we have a fig tree, we have an orange tree, and we have a lemon tree. So that's what Andy wanted when we moved in. He was like, I need there to be fruit trees in the yard. And I was like, I need there to be a gas stove. And then we went looking for houses. And he had a really good job, so we bought one. Or he did. And then I married him, and now it's half mine. Anyway, Amy Marshak is my guest, everybody, and it's at NorthPolePoet.com or at improvpoet or improvpoet.com. And you could actually call, and if you like, you could hire you, right?
Yeah.
To do poetry here or probably anytime. But it's 1-800-810-8802, and that would be awesome and hilarious and super fun. So do whatever you want. Anyway, so yeah, you have a list of dorkdoms that I kind of want to get to other dorkdoms, but what other Christmas things you want to talk to me about? You got any other joyful Christmas things you want to blow up?
Well, I think that the most important thing is just the joyfulness of the North Pole and remembering it, like you said, in January, February, March, April, May, just always remember. And if you have to, I mean, there's people, and we love these people, they leave their Christmas ornaments up all year, as long as it's a fake tree. Like, we don't.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. Fire hazard.
Yeah.
Please don't. No, <that's> yeah, my sister-in-law usually brings them down around sometime in the spring. She gets them up. One year, she left them up the whole year. She's like, it's almost December. It's almost November. It's fine. And
then you don't have to put it up again.
Yeah. And then she just added to it. There's also, you know what Andy got was the projection onto the walls. Now.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
The spinning ones. And so
are you talking about the spinning snowflakes? Are you talking about
Sometimes they're snowflakes. Sometimes it's reindeer. And we have one that just has sort of a Merry Christmas, Peace on Earth one that goes where like a big wreath would go on the house. And then there's another one that is just lights, just like swaths of light. But it also has different cards. Remember the Ka-chunk-a-chunks, the viewfinders?
Oh, yeah. I used to have Ka-chunk-a-chunks, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So they come with different discs. So they have them for Halloween.
Right.
And we have them for the 4th of July.
Oh, Chris, I never had the Christmas one, but I know that they must have had the Ka-chunk-a-chunks for Christmas. But what I wanted to mention when you talked about that, it's really cool. In your window, you could actually put, Santa actually films stuff that goes on up at the North Pole so people can get into their homes. And he actually has one where you could see the elf workshop, and Santa actually makes a little secret appearance, less waving a little bit. And you could put that up in your window.
There's like a, is it like a giant sort of iPad-y kind of thing that shows?
No, it's,
what is it?
It shows on the screen of your window. So you actually, I haven't put one up, so I can't say exactly how technically it works, but you use an actual window and it goes in the actual window and it projects, I guess it's a rear projection onto the window.
Okay. All right. Well, I will look for that because that sounds super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, I'll put things in windows. I got we like to decorate the yard. We have a Snoopy on an airplane blow up that goes in the yard, and that's super fun. And but we alternate each year between a fake tree and a real tree and a fake tree and a real tree, and it's real tree year. Last year was fake tree. And then what I do is I buy garland. I get garlands or wreaths and stuff, so it smells like pine in the house.
When you do the fake tree year.
Yeah, on fake tree year. Yeah, on real tree year. Yeah, it's just going to be a giant pine tree, so it'll smell like pine. Well, yeah.
A cool tree decoration tip. I actually got this not from the elves, but from Martha Stewart.
Good to hear it. Good to hear it.
Yeah. She said if you ever have like little in a real tree here, because the fake trees, they're all perfect, but you have little holes in your tree.
Yeah.
You can put like big things there. Like I put my I like mailboxes a lot as we're talking. I realized that. I didn't realize that before. I have a bunch of different Christmas mailboxes, like the old fashioned.
Oh,
country.
Like, oh yeah, yeah. Like a collection.
I put those in there.
Oh, yeah. Those are, yeah. And that really covers up some bare patches and looks really cool, I bet.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
Do they open up the sort of the collectible mailboxes? Are they real mailboxes or are they sort of models of mailboxes?
I one time long ago got just a regular mailbox because where I was at the North Pole where I grew up, we just had them and right on the wall, you know, that goes into your house.
Yeah.
And I always wanted the ones from the country elves that had the ones outside. So I actually bought one and I had a metal one for a while, but I don't have that anymore. And I just have the Christmas ones that they're actually cardboard.
Oh, they're cardboard and they're models and they fit in the trees.
They fit in the tree and they do open.
And they open. So,
yes, and they even have like the little thing.
Yeah.
Exactly. I like to put little animals in them. Not real live ones. Stuffed in. Yeah.
No, we don't animals, do that. Plushies.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And a lot of people ask too, like, what do we mostly eat up here?
Mm-hmm.
And because of the weather, I wouldn't recommend this for anybody down south, but because of the weather, we eat mostly desserts.
Well, good to know. Good to know. I like a little more savory person than sweet, but there's definitely, I'm sure, a lot of cookies going on. Do you do any baking?
Oh, yes.
For Christmas or whenever?
Just whenever. I've got gotten into making ice cream.
I got into making yogurt during lockdown. And but it turns out, while I like yogurt, I don't eat a lot of yogurt. There's no justification in making your own yogurt if you don't eat yogurt on the regular. So.
just a lot of yogurt,
and a bit of a commitment to eating yogurt if you
so you can proudly say this is my yogurt I made, and
yes,
you can actually almost put it on the by the chimney for Santa and say, I know you like cookies, but this is the yogurt I made.
It's the yogurt I made. It's been sitting here for a while. I could actually watch the yogurt go bad if I wanted to, though it is, of course, a fermented item. So it does last a little bit longer than normal food. Right. So that's the good news there. But so you collect those collectible Christmas. Do you collect those Hallmark Christmas ornaments at all, or not Hallmark? Hallmark store. Doesn't the Hallmark store have a new Christmas ornament every year? I'm thinking of something else.
They definitely could. I just buy whatever brings me joy.
Oh yeah,
sure. And I go, that is hilarious. In the 10 acre place, you can go camping also. And I absolutely love camping. So I've got little camping ornaments.
Do you go camping in the winter?
Oh yeah.
There's winter camping? You have gone winter camping.
I have slept outside in -16 Fahrenheit.
That's really chilly right there. That's real cold.
It is cold. Yeah. And it's not like I'm not doing it as much anymore because I realize it's not as much joy. Like,
right,
it's fun to say you did it.
Yeah. It's a young person's game. And I mean, and when I say young person, we're talking 14. that is something for children and a guy who has a Discovery Channel show. The rest of us, let's stay at a Hampton Inn. I'm a big fan of a Hampton Inn. So
for the winter, I did discover things about camping as well. Like, I always thought I'm too tough for a mattress, but I realized sure. when you're sleeping on top of snow, even if you had that 0 degree bag, you really needed a mattress. I learned that the hard way.
So. Oh, I bet. That's a night without a lot of sleep. No. As you're like, I have got to find a place where it's warmer.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So but you go camping still regularly in the summer and in the more temperate times?
Oh, absolutely. Or you can always go to the 10 acre place as well. That's always warm. So
it's
in the North Pole.
But what do you do with, do you camp with, do you pitch a tent? Do you hike in? Do you portage? What do you?
I've done everything. I've portaged. I portaged with a group. I took a trip down.
Well, it's hard to portage alone. Then you're like in the middle of a canoe going, this is enormously heavy. Yes.
Yeah, I went in the Boundary Waters. It was enormously buggy.
Oh yeah, I bet.
I didn't realize
it's supposed to be gorgeous though.
It's beautiful, but I didn't realize I scheduled it for the black bug season. And I need to have a chat with Santa to see why there's black bugs, because I don't get it. They bite you. Like they take little bites out. Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, do you know about black bugs? Yeah. Not happy. Not happy camping. But beautiful camping. There's so much beautiful camping down in the lower south too. And I've camped in tons of parks,
National parks and okay.
I've hiked in, I've portaged. I love the outdoors.
So. Yeah, the outdoors, they're pretty. I do like a Hampton Inn though. So good for you for being willing to sleep in a tent, to pitch a tent after a day of hiking. And so did you ever read there's a very beautiful, incredibly sweet series of children's books called Swallows and Amazons?
Oh no, that sounds beautiful.
It genuinely, Andrew Solomson, who is a friend of mine, recommended it. It is a British author, and it's about these children who have just a tiny sailboat that they get to sail because their dad's in the Navy and he teaches them. And it was written, I think, in the early 20th century. And then they camp and there's, you know, they make food and it's very, very sweet. And it's called Swallows and Amazons. And I do love it.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, you might enjoy it. Yeah. And but going from mailboxes, I kind of want to make a little bit of a lateral move. And you collect chalkboards?
Yeah, not even the coolest. Like, I have a couple. I actually pulled out one super cool chalkboard to show you.
Well, okay,
I
got a couple let's see
medium
it.
Cool ones. Okay, I'm going to leave the screen.
And grab
this
it.
This is my coolest chalkboard. I don't use it because it's too cool.
That is the greatest line.
It's a
Welcome
sled.
To the door. Oh, it is a sled. That is very nice.
And I use it as a Christmas ornament under my tree. So
it does have chalkboard capabilities.
Yeah, but once you use a chalkboard, it gets a little scraped.
Okay.
Especially if it's not like this next chalkboard I'm going to show you.
Yes, please.
This is real slate.
So slate is a rock, isn't it? Okay, and that
so
is what chalkboards
here, could,
were.
Yeah.
Traditionally, I don't know the history of chalkboards. Talk to me about chalkboards.
Oh dear, I don't know.
But, well,
I don't know. They used to be slate. So like when you can actually, this is a chalkboard pencil and you can write on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Yeah, they used to be slate. So for years and years and years, I think, I don't want to be misquoted,
No,
but I think like Shakespeare, like even in Shakespeare's time, I believe they might have used slates. They could have used something different then. No, they might have used something different. But in the United States, like when kids were going to school,
they used slate. And you had to mine slate. Slate is some sort of rock that then needs to be shaped into a square and put up on a wall, and then chalk. Chalk is just chalk, right? Like, now I need to know the history of chalk and chalkboards. But you just like them because they're cool.
And I like them because when I do improv poems, and I'd love to do one for you sometime during this chat.
Oh, sure.
You know, you see the dress that the elves made for me. It's all snowflakey.
Sure.
So to use like more modern technology doesn't seem to fit in as well. So
okay.
So every time I'm in low 48, and they have some chalkboards up in the North Pole too. Like I just go, oh my gosh, I can get another chalkboard. Here's a couple more. They're just a little different.
I love this.
So it's a Christmas chalkboard.
Okay. Yeah.
And then another Christmas chalkboard.
Okay, so they're sort of like fun ones those are not made of slate. Those are made of whatever they're making. Chalkboard paint.
Yes.
Which I think you can paint walls with that now.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, so that's I know about. You can paint. Okay, I have it, but that's a great idea. I never thought about it until that. You can paint walls as you can, and not all chalkboards are made alike.
Okay.
So you want one that's rougher, because sometimes they're too smooth.
Okay.
And they might look nice, but when you go to, it doesn't pull enough of the chalk off.
Oh, okay. So you need a little bit of a rough texture to actually get the chalk to stay on the board.
Yeah, let me show you one of the great rough texture.
Yeah.
So this one has a really good rough texture. You see, so if I make a line on it.
Yeah.
See, it's nice and white.
Yep. Yep. You so can whereas, totally, comes up clear.
Yeah. Whereas like this one.
Yes.
It's a prettier chalkboard. It's just not, you can still see, but it's not as dark.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Are there better brands? Like, do you recognize a chalkboard brand when you see it?
No, I just.
Can you tell from the texture? Like when you pick it up, you're like, this will be a good one?
Sometimes, I mean, a little, but sometimes you just have to use some chalk.
Right, you just gotta try it.
You just have to take a chance, buy it and go, oh, that was, it's, sometimes they're too plasticky.
Okay.
So
yeah.
They look nice, but they don't take the chalk enough. So it's really super light. And most of those I don't even have around anymore because, you know.
Well, if you're only going to, there's only so much storage for chalkboards, first of all.
Exactly.
And second of all, you're only going to keep the ones that you're going to use, right? Or the ones that you're going to like.
But the beauty of a chalkboard is it's thin.
Yes.
So you can own a lot of them.
right. There is storage wise. It is kind of a gift. Yeah. It's like collecting, I guess cutting boards would be comparable because you can stack them on the floor next to each other. Let's do a poem for sure. Okay. Yeah.
Sounds
grab
good.
A chalkboard.
Okay. I was going to grab my pretty one. I think I will, even though it's not the best one. And
as long as it's legible.
It is legible. Thank you. So, what would you like the poem to be about? It can be about, what do you like?
I like horses.
Horses, you got it.
Okay.
Writing on the chalkboard.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You probably don't own horses in LA. I knew of someone who owned a goat in LA. Anyway.
Sure. I know. I have friends who own horses in LA.
Right. But you're in the middle of the city though, right? Or...
Yeah, but we're right next to like an equestrian neighborhood. Which,
oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's, and Griffith Park, I've gone riding in LA.
Okay.
You can rent a very, very old determined horse. And it's about $50 and you spend an hour and a half plodding around the outskirts of Griffith Park. And then you plod back and you've got to play cowboy for a day. I did it on my birthday. It was nice. What we did is we grilled some meat. I rode a horse and we went to a gun range, which was very loud. And I made the mistake of asking the guy, hey, are these headphones? Do you disinfect them? And he goes, no, we don't.
Was that before 2020 or after 2020?
Oh, it was It had to be 5-10 years ago. Yeah.
Okay, got it, got it.
A long time ago.
Just curious.
He might. Well, I was like, well, you know how when you go and rent bowling shoes,
right? They spray
the bowling shoes. I was like, do you spray that these earmuff things? And he goes, no. Use them, don't use them.
I guess people's ears don't always have the same odor people's feet do.
I guess, but I thought it would be nice if it were sprayed.
I hear you. Okay, you got it. And what is your favorite thing about Christmas?
Oh, my favorite thing about Christmas is, well, now it's peppermint bark.
Delicious.
I love peppermint bark a great deal.
Okay, got it. So
let's hear it.
Okay. Would you like this with a touch of these and thous, or would you like this more modern feeling?
I like a modern vibe. Let's go with a modern vibe.
Okay. The horses are coming near, and to my heart, I feel them so very, very dear. It is my birthday today, and we are celebrating with a hip hip hooray, and we get on this oldish horse too, but so direct, and he did it for an hour and a half through and through. What an incredible birthday, you see. And then to make utter joy and incredible glee, we went to get some gun shooting too. Wow, loud. I can hear it. Woo! But then I say to the guy, did you disinfect them here and today? And to that he said, no, nay, why would I do that too? And I remember the feeling of birthdays is the feeling of the Christmas cheer too. When all the people come around and these feelings are amazing, they're so profound, and start watching movies in November too, all the way through to January 6th, and my heart goes, ooh. And then I see there's peppermint bark before me, and delicious and such delight. I am so joyful with every bite. So here it's the moments of Christmas and a birthday cheer. It brings the heart feeling open, wide, and dear.
Yay! Ladies and gentlemen, this is Amy Marshak. She is the North Pole poet, poet laureate. And if you go to at North Pole Poet or at Improv Poet or call 1-800-810-8802, you maybe could get a poem for you. That was so awesome. Thank you so much. Oh, that was adorable, quite honestly.
Thank you. Thank you so
and
much.
I liked it. Yeah. So it's, I don't want to make too quick a lateral move, but, I'm looking forward to Christmas a great deal just because we've been in lockdown and then, and we couldn't really get with families and stuff, the last year. So this year we're doing a lot. We're doing so many, right after Thanksgiving, we're visiting Andy's his dad's widow. We're gonna go to Arkansas, you guys, and we're gonna look around Arkansas, and it'll be very beautiful. His dad and his dad's wife, just his wife now, have a beautiful like 7 acres in adjacent to this national park, which they used mostly, I think, to plant their pot. Anyway, and then. We're going to spend a couple of days with them down by Hot Springs. And then we're going to go the following weekend to, I think, a weekend off. And then the following weekend, we're going to go to Milwaukee, where I'm from, and stay in an old-timey hotel that does kind of a Victorian Christmas kind of thing.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, so people dress up like Dickens-y kind of stuff, and they're singing, and there's a giant tree, and it's called the Pfister. It's in downtown Milwaukee, and it was a Victorian. It was built during the Victorian age, late 1800s, and then it went into decline, and it was reclaimed, and all the paintings in it are from that age too, and so it's very beautiful, and it's got, you know, really nice woodwork and stonework and stuff like that. And then there's a bunch of people in top hats, so who doesn't want that?
No one. Everyone.
Right. Andy told me the first time we did it was probably 4 years ago, and we were sitting in the room, and we had come through the foyer, and they had big tree, and they had the all the decorations up, and he goes, I did not know that this was what I wanted out of Christmas, but this is exactly what I want out of Christmas. And so that's what we're doing. And then for Christmas Eve, we're going to stay in supposedly a very modern, but also very fun Christmas decorated hotel in San Francisco with Andy's mom. And just kind of take her to some sort of fancy hotel for Christmas because she lives in rural California. And I would like to get her the heck out of that for a second. Let's go to a city. Let's get you, I don't know, a vegetable you didn't grow. How about that? And so that's what I'm going to be doing for the Christmas and the holidays. What have you ever stayed in like that, or have you ever done any of that kind of thing? What does that trigger in you, Amy?
I love seeing Christmas decorations. Like when you said Milwaukee, Chicago has incredible Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
So when I'm not busy with Santa and doing poetry, I take those glasses around a lot and look at stuff because I'm totally an outdoors person. So I do a lot more stuff outdoors. Like I'll even walk around neighborhoods, like just any neighborhood if I'm down in the South, and just look at the thing with the glasses, look at the thing without the glasses.
Right, those drives and stuff where everybody in the neighborhood is like they just threw a bunch of, it's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. And even if it's just like one thing of lights, that person had the Christmas spirit to do it.
Yeah.
And that makes, that's super Christmassy for me. Skiing. I come down south to do a lot of skiing.
Okay.
And there's skiing up at the North Pole too, but the hills down here are a lot bigger. They're more mountain.
Right. So you like to go downhill. You don't cross country ski so much.
Yeah, I need to try it more. I went cross country skiing once.
That's fun.
It wasn't on skis the elves made. It was actually on skis that I don't even know how they wound up at the North Pole, but they were. I don't know if you've ever done this. Actually, in high school,
No one will believe this because this, I don't accelerate. I don't usually put anything on my feet that speeds me up. But I have cross country skied. I have never downhill skied. I have ice skated, obviously, but, and I love to ice skate. Right. I'm not good at it. I don't last a long time, but I love to do it. I want to go ice skating for 45 minutes to an hour and then we're done. And here, let me give somebody $15 for a pair of ice skates. Anyway, so, but I have gone cross country skiing once and it felt like work. It didn't feel super fun.
Oh, you see, I like the kind of workout thing, but here was the problem. They weren't made up at the North Pole. They were super, super thin. It was just a group of people I had met down here.
They weren't cross country skis at all.
No, they were cross country skis, but they were the cheapest cross country skis you could possibly get.
Dodgy.
And they're super, super thin. Mm-hmm. And so you put the boots on and they're super thin. And so there's not, so you keep fall like, I can't Yikes. Quite describe it. Okay. So here's the ski and the ski is super thin. And here's your foot bigger than ski. Your foot kept going off of it.
Kept
falling over because there were various cheap skis.
Yes.
So that was my thing. But also in high school at the North Pole, we did have cross country skiing as part of our gym.
Okay.
And that was with normal skis. And we would go around just the football field.
Okay. Over just doing over laps. Wow.
Doing laps. We also had ping pong as part of our keeping in shape.
we had bowling and we had archery and then we had driving range golf. So
driving range golf.
So like not like there was, you didn't walk the, there was, it was literally just knock these balls. And so, all right. Okay. All right. And you didn't have to wear your gym uniform. That's why I did all three of those. So
we had our choice too. And I picked I think it was archery, cross country skiing and ping pong or something like that.
Did you do square dancing?
I love square dancing.
Yeah, I love square dancing too. And it was part of our gym class when we were kids. And I was always psyched, even though there was always the boy I wanted to dance with never wanted to dance with me. That'll happen. That'll happen. Turns out it's all worked out. I met a nice fella.
Exactly.
Together. It's all good. Don't be sad. And nobody.
But I know, but when you hear it from the place of that little kid.
Right, like, right. You're just like, oh bummer.
He's like me.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. I like that elf. That elf doesn't like me.
Right.
But then you wind up, and I think that's a great thing, though. It's not so Christmas. It's just to remind people that it hurts now, but you're meant to be with somebody else.
Yeah, right. It's going to be fine. You're going to go, oh, that guy was actually grew up to be kind of a tool bag. And so we all win.
The exactly. Fact
that I didn't have to hang out with that guy forever.
And, but at the moment, it's just heart-wrenching.
Right, it is. Because you're getting the Peter tingles from whatever's happening there. And you're like 13 and you're just like, what is happening? Why do I like Brian? And you're like, don't like Brian. Yeah. And he's all right, but it's not great. Anyway, so I like all of that. And then do you ice skate too? Because you if you're outdoors, can you ice skate backwards?
I actually haven't ice skated for a while. You can ice skate a little bit. It's very, very similar to skiing.
It is.
But I need
roller
to
ice skating too. So
I need to ice skate again because I really like it. And we actually have lakes that they clear.
Yeah.
And you can go ice skate on them.
It's so nice in Minnesota. They do like a Zamboni kind of thing over the outdoor lakes, and they make it real nice, and then you go ice skating. But again, when I was a kid, they had the lagoon. It would freeze over. They do the Zamboni. You'd go ice skating, and then you would have the worst cocoa made with water. and it was like 26 cents because I was raised in the 12th century, you guys. But but I look back at it and it was super, like, it's, I think of it kind of bucolic, you know, I think very sweet and Christmassy, even though in the moment not good cocoa. The kids were kind of mean and I wasn't a good ice skater, but I look back at it and there's rose colored glasses over the whole damn thing. And I'm like, no, that was the time of my life. You guys, it was the greatest thing in the world. And
well, it's, that's how we look back at stuff, but I love the sound of the ice skates when they're hitting the ice. Like that, it to me is a really cool sound.
Yeah, that is a pretty good, and I like when they, when even in hockey and stuff, when they stop really fast and you see that spray of ice.
Yeah,
like exactly. Yeah. It's super great.
And you can do that skiing too, and you could spray your friends with snow.
Oh, right. I have been to, I think, the most Christmassy town. You would think it would have been North Pole, Alaska, but it was not. But the most Christmassy town I've ever been in is Sun Valley, Idaho. And Sun Valley, Idaho.
It's a ski resort.
It's a ski resort, and they have ice sculpture contest in the winter. Mm-hmm. And they have the Christmas lights up all year. And so, and it snows a lot because it's a ski resort town.
Right.
And it looks like a postcard. And it is one of the sweetest places. Like, it's so very beautiful. And, but I do know that I did stand up there and they gave us free lift tickets, but I don't accelerate, right? I don't do it. And so, but they did have a thing that I did accelerate on, which was they had a toboggan slide.
Oh, where, cool.
Yeah. You could go up and slide down on, I think they were those round. What am I?
The round. Oh, is it the round blow up saucer? Like the really round blow
yeah,
up
saucers. Yeah. They're tubes, inner tubes. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd get on an inner tube and go down, and that was free. And that was super fun. But it could get super cold, but that's why. And then we used to, and the other nostalgic thing I have for Christmas, because I'm from Wisconsin,
right,
is that it would snow so much and we had to shovel. And my dad was always like, I have a bad heart. And you're like, you don't. You're 37 years old. You should shovel. And he's like, I didn't have kids, so I would shovel. Get out and shovel. And so and I'm the youngest, so my older brothers are like 15 and 16, and I'm, you know, 6 and 7. And, you know, I think it was when I was from 10 to 14, or 10 to 18 probably, was my big shoveling times. And my stepmother would make cocoa, and it was better than the ice skating cocoa. But it still was not great. She was still making it with water. And you're like, what's happening? And I remember when I became an adult and I was like, yeah, you can make it with milk. what is happening? And it's, and so hot chocolate is the greatest thing in the world with milk.
Oh, I when I traveled down to Paris, they mm-hmm. have this hot cocoa that's like a mousse almost.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Really, it's have you had that?
I've had Mexican chocolate, and I've actually had chocolate in Paris too. You're right.
It's
did
like
you
mousse.
Go to the chocolate museum?
In Paris?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe I did. I think I had it at a cafe.
Just at a cafe?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was all chocolate. It was almost entirely chocolate.
Chocolate and light. It was like you were drinking a mousse, and it was a chocolate mousse, not a...
Not a mousse.
Yeah. And it was so amazingly delicious. And when you think about shoveling, did you ever used to make the snow caves? I made those a lot when I was
Oh, yeah. Little. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Igloos. We would make... It would be igloos and snow caves, and then... And we would make forts and have snow fights.
Exactly.
Andy Savajan, my neighbor, he was a hub. He was a social hub, that young Andy Savajan. And he would be like, all right, we're gonna build forts today, and we're gonna have a snowball fight. And so we would all just roll to make snow like you do when you make snowmen, but then we would stack. And then you were exhausted. And you were like, but we didn't even snow fight. And he's like, tomorrow we'll he had excellent leadership skills for a child.
That's what I love about being up here. There's just snow everywhere. It's just, and you know what? Snow makes everything look so clean. It just makes it look perfect and clean. And I think that it has some type of audio muffling capabilities.
Oh, sure.
It feels like things are like softer and quieter.
Yeah, a little quieter.
I've been in New York City for the first snow, and that's when people get the Christmas spirit. Like, they drop all the hardness. A lot of people, not everyone, they drop the hardness and they remember. And I think that that's what it's about. Just pretend it's the first snow all the time. Don't think about the dirty snow. Think about the clean snow.
You know? The clean snow.
Yeah, think about that moment.
Think about the parts of your family that you love. Exactly. Don't think about the parts of your family that drive you mad. It's That's not going to help your Christmas spirit. We are really close to an hour when the rest of it all gets put together. So I just want to say that Amy Marshak is the North Pole Poet. NorthPolePoet.com, at North Pole Poet, at Improv Poet, 1-800-810-8802 if you want to. And this has been a show about Christmas joy. And we're in December, so share a little bit of it. And have fun. Yeah, right?
Absolutely fun, and just have Christmas joy even in January, February, March, April, May, June. Just keep joying. Yeah, joying out.
Be like Scrooge and keep Christmas in your heart all year long. Thank you so much for doing the show. And Rangers, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?